Hi guys, it's Sunny from Book of Lies podcast. Of course, I just wanted to let you guys know of a freaking free app that I found that pays you to listen to podcasts. Yeah, exactly. What is that? So I had to share. So you guys can sign up absolutely free on podcoin.com. It's actually an app. You can sign up for that and listen to podcasts and get paid for it. Yeah, that's what I said. Listen to podcasts, get paid for it in Podcoin dollars, and you can turn those in and get gift cards to Amazon and Starbucks and what else? I even saw Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, anything. It's awesome. So I want to go ahead and give you guys some credit. So use our offer code LIES, L-I-E-S, LIES, and you will get 300 free Podcoins. And you're going to start earning some money. It's absolutely free, and I hope you love it because I listen to podcasts all the time. Why not get paid while you're listening? Makes sense, right? Check it out. Podcoin.com. Use offer code LIES, and it's absolutely free. Enjoy.
Smaller, you could have got it somewhere else.
It's flattering, I guess.
You could have got it like on his chest, you know, how like, you know, just like here or something, and like this big, you know, not.
He's just like, nobody is gonna be bigger than my mom. I don't know what to say about it, but it's all good.
I'm just like, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, of course I had to grill him about. It's like, okay, where did you get it?
Exactly. Needles.
Who did it?
Yep.
You know, and he was like, well, I went with them to the tattoo store to get the stuff.
To get the needles. I saw it was clean.
Yeah. I was just like, ugh. I was like, your arm is going to fall off.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, people, they don't care nowadays. You know, I mean, I can't get mad about it because I got a tattoo when I was 16. But my mom took me to get the tattoo.
That's exactly what mom said. Mom was like, you can't give him a hard time. You had a tattoo when you were 15. I was like, and? I know. But I still have to give him a hard time a little bit just to make sure.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, knock it off.
Mom said that.
Because I seen it. And I was just like, WTF.
You can't give him heart. That's what I was like. I, you know, like I had a tattoo when I was a teenager too. But again, my mom took me to get it. Like, and the thing is, if he wanted to, if his grades were right, I would have taken him to get a tattoo. Because he did. He was like, he texted me one day talking about, hey mom, can I have, what did you say? I still have the text. I got that message. It says, mom, take me to a tattoo shop so I can get a tattoo, and it has a laughing face.
Mom, take me.
Yeah.
That's not asking.
Exactly. And I would, like, if he was doing what he was supposed to do in school, I would totally have taken him. But, whatever.
Mom, take me. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, dude, so we are recording, so what's going on? How was your week?
Well, the first part of the week was fine, and then, you know, D-Day happened, and then...
D-Day? Your period?
Yeah. And so...
I skipped mine this month.
I was fucking curled up in the bed for, like, 2 days.
I'm sorry.
Dying of pain and stuff. And so now, now I'm just waiting for it to go away.
Okay, so sounds great.
Yeah, pretty much. Like this week, I feel like has not been as productive as I wanted it to be, just because of like that shit.
Yours like crippled you.
Yeah,
I feel like whenever you're on your cycle, you're just like, oh god, I'm dying.
I am. It sucks. Because it didn't used to be that way. now all of a sudden I'm like, I'm in the hospital like this, like dying. So yeah,
I'm dying.
My week was not that great. Could have been much better. How was your week?
My week has been interesting. I was getting over that cold, so if I sound better, thank you. But I was still coughing.
Right.
And, I was just like, oh my God, I don't want to have, like, some type of respiratory infection or something. I don't know why I thought this.
Respiratory infection.
I don't know.
I'm good. My lungs are going to pop.
You know what? I think I am a hypochondriac. I really do.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
I really do. So I went to urgent care just to make sure it wasn't, you know, any of that going on. And he was like, well, it looks like you had some type of viral infection.
Yeah.
So it'll go ahead and clear up on its own. He's like, everybody's sick right now. Everybody's coughing right now.
The parent always gets blamed for the child's missing shit.
We need a lock on the door. God. I really don't. Anyway, so I went to urgent care to make sure I didn't have any respiratory infections or whatevs. And he was like, you had something viral. It's going to clear up on itself. You don't need any antibiotics.
Yeah.
But I'll give you something for the cost.
Wasted a copay, girl.
And by the way, your blood pressure's high.
Mm. Duh, I'm sick.
Well, yeah, and I'm just like such. I feel like whenever they put that cuff around me, I feel like my heart starts beating all fast and stuff.
When you get the blood pressure cuff?
Well, yeah, when it starts to squeeze and gets tight, I feel like, and then like just like
you feel like you're gonna die.
I don't feel like I'm gonna die, but I feel like I feel like my heart starts to race when they put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just try and breathe and relax and stuff. And the nurse was like, girl, your shit's too high for your age. You need to just relax. He turned down the lights and was like, I'll be back in a few minutes. I wish you would have gave me a massage. That would have been even better.
Or maybe a Valium. I go to the Rite Aid and do the little Higgy station.
Oh, yeah, it's free, too, huh?
Yeah.
I need to go do that. They scheduled a blood pressure check for me, and I was like, what am I, my grandmother?
Ugh.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, that's, after I had Gracie, my blood pressure was high for, like, 2 months.
I remember that.
And that is actually a thing. It's called postpartum hypertension, but it's rare. So, like, and Black women get it.
Okay.
And so...
I'm going to be suffering this for 2 years.
Two years?
The baby's going to be 2 next month. Brenly, I guess she's going
to be... No. That's, like, after, you know, when... Because I was, like, feeling like...
I remember.
I was having palpitations and,
weird shit
was going on. I couldn't sleep. And I was like, what the fuck? So we went to the doctor, and that's what it is. But for some reason, because it's rare and, it, you know... mostly Black women get it, they don't know, like, how to treat it and know what to do, so they just basically make you go to the hospital.
Well, they were like, you're fine, it's just keep an eye on it, you know, blah, 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 and I was just like, okay, what the fuck, and of course, you know, you go to WebMD and Google it, and then you just start losing your shit, and you're just like, oh my God,
the internet.
Look at, do I need to put together my will and testament right now? I'm so nervous.
That's why they're like, stay off the internet. Don't go to WebMD.
Oh my, listen.
I start diagnosing.
I was telling Mama, I was like, oh my gosh, do you think I have heart disease? And she's like, no.
No.
I was like, are you sure? I think you have high blood pressure when you have heart disease, right? But heart disease cause high blood pressure. She was like, you need to calm down.
Actually, the other way around.
Well, she was like, you need to calm down.
Yeah. But high blood pressure does cause heart disease, not the other way around.
Oh, well. I'm going to make myself, Jamal. I'm making everybody doctor's appointments. Me, Jamal, and the kids. They're all going to the doctor.
Everybody's going to the doctor. But Brinley doesn't need to go to the doctor. She just had shots.
She had shots like months ago.
She had shots last month.
She did not go to the doctor last month. This entire time we've done the podcast, she has not been to the doctor.
I feel like she did because Jamal brought her to the house.
It was a while ago.
And he was like, yeah, she got some shots today.
I always make him take her.
And, but this was recent.
Who cares? We'll figure that out.
She doesn't need to go to the doctor. She's fine.
Okay, well, I'll make Kendall myself.
Kendall probably does need to go.
Kendall, myself, and Jamal doctor's appointments on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And I feel like I need, like, an entire, like, workup. Like,
stick all the tubes
in
me.
You need a physical.
Like, put the camera.
Tubes.
Put the camera up my butt. I want to make sure everything's cool.
You want to have a colonoscopy.
I want an endoscopy and a colonoscopy.
You're a weirdo. Who wants to be probed? You got Munchausen's?
I'm into it.
Gross.
No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so that's what's been going on with me this week. So I've just been napping a lot.
Well, naps are fun.
Naps are fun. I've been napping a lot and just trying to, like, pay attention to my body and what it's telling me. And I'm a hypochondriac. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Well, everybody has a little bit of hypochondria, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Your
eyebrows look good. Did you just pluck your eyebrows?
No, I think I need to. I really want to get them microbladed. If anybody is a microblader or knows of any good microbladers, let us know. I want to get microbladed. I mean, in California, like in, you know, the Valley area. Not going to Washington.
Linda, let me go ahead and specify that. Okay, so we're looking for microbladers. Excellent.
Unless one will come to my house and do my eyebrows there. But
please come to my house and do my brows. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Amazing.
Oh, I gave out stickers, but we'll talk about that. I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
A Book of Lies,
the podcast.
So who are we talking about? Was this guy?
I don't know.
What? What?
We're talking about James Henriksen. Yes.
He's a murderer, right?
He's my first murderer.
Okay, cool.
I'm not really into that, guys. I know a lot of people out there are into the murders and stuff. And I listen to the podcasts about the murders, but I'm just not into it. But this guy is my first murderer, accidentally.
He's accidentally your first murderer?
I was like, I'm going to do this guy. And then I'm like listening to him. I'm like, oh, what an asshole. And then he's a murderer too. I'm just like,
but there's a lot of con artists that are murderers.
Well, this is our first one, or my first one. And so we're going to talk about him. But back to what I was saying about the stickers. I was giving out stickers in Hollywood this week. That should have been a part of the week. I was giving out stickers. I'm a mom, obviously.
Yeah.
And when moms have, like, kids that are, like, 4 to 6 or 4 to 8 years old and they just are by themselves with their kid and their kid's getting on the nerves, I'm like, here, kid, here's a sticker.
And so you're giving out our stickers to little kids?
I gave one sticker to a little kid in Target. And, like, his mom, I was like, here, I'm going to give your kid a sticker. Is that cool? She's like, yeah, sure. So I know this kid's going to put a sticker somewhere, and the mom's going to see it and be like, what the hell is this that my kid has a sticker about? And then, hi, mom, I hope you're listening now.
I just sticker bombed your kid.
Sticker bombed your kid. And then I saw, like, a family. It was, like, a family visiting Hollywood. Family of 4, and I gave them all stickers. So I was like, here you guys go. Have a great day. Bye.
They count as one person. Like,
I drive
family
by.
Counts as one person.
I drive by sticker bombing. And then I only had, like, a few stickers left. Oh, I gave one to the rock star guy that I got free rock star from.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I gave him a sticker. And then I saw these ladies, and they were just, like, getting ready for a tour. Some beautiful black women. I was like, hey, ladies, me and my sister have a podcast. Here's some stickers. Check it out. And they're like, thank you. And I was like, you're welcome. Bye bye.
That's cool.
You know,
I still have those 4 stickers that you gave me.
They're for you.
There's 4 stickers.
Nobody hit me up for some stickers. Dubs, T's, F's.
We don't want our stickers. Fine.
You
screw
guys
you
don't
guys.
Want my stickers.
We're going home.
You guys come with us.
Oh, speaking of which, in my group, my boss lady, the Antelope Valley group, I scheduled a post, and it's a it's supposed to be 3 Barbie dolls with mean faces.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you can't sit with us. And then it's Morticia Adams on the bottom. She's like, I don't fucking want to. With her tea.
Bitch, I don't fucking want to. Fuck you.
So that's in a post tomorrow.
Yay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to the story. And I'm going to tell you guys who we're talking about.
Get back to it. We have to get to it.
I guess we have to get to it first. hey, if this is your first time listening, hello, welcome. I hope you like what you hear.
Okay, grab a drink.
Grab a drink, because I'm having a vodka tonic today, because Mama likes her vodkas.
Mm, yeah.
And Brandy's not allowed to have brown anymore in the house.
Brown liquor.
No more brown.
Brown liquor.
No more brown liquor for you. So, hi.
It wasn't even brown, it was more like yellow.
Whatever, dude.
It was more honey colored.
It was more honey colored. And then if you are coming back, thank you guys for listening. I want to give a shout out. Are you guys ready for this shout out? Guess who it's to?
It's to me. Duh.
No. No, it's not. It's her cousin.
Oh, yeah. Katoya. Woo!
Hey, girl. Hey. So I got a message from my cousin. It was a tag on Insta. And she's listening to the podcast, and I'm all about that life. And then she started making my guts bust because she was like, you need to put a little more motherfucker there rather than...
She was like, remove the ER.
And put a So this motherfucker right here told me that we sound white.
I don't care.
I've
been told that since freaking...
Forever.
Exactly.
You know who we are. We love it. Who cares? But what really cracked me up, she... Full named me, giving out my legal name on social media.
Right.
Let's not do that. But I love that we've got ghetto country names.
Wait, what? Ghetto country.
Ghetto country names.
I didn't know Randy was a ghetto country name. But
whatevs. Whatevs. I'm into it. I love it. And we love you. And thank you for listening.
Woo!
Whoop whoop! If you guys tag us, we will shout you out. Leave us a review on iTunes, and I will shout you out. And yeah, you'll be what is that? Memorialized, like you know,
memorialized
in this podcast. Yes. Okay. So that was it. Visit us online. www.bookoflivespodcast.com.
Oh my God! You said the third W.
I did it.
It happened, guys. It happened, finally.
So, we're going to talk about James Hendrickson. And I heard about him from American Greed. It's a podcast. And this guy's a fucking asshole. So, let's just say this right here.
What a dick.
So, James Hendrickson, I don't know when he was born. But,
I don't know when he was born, but
who cares? So this guy is from Oregon area, and he's from Oregon.
Okay. I'm like, what's an Oregon area?
What part of Oregon was he from? Who really cares? So in 2006, that's when, North Dakota had a...
Earthquake?
A rush for oil.
In 2006?
2006, North Dakota oil rush.
Really?
Yes.
How did we not know about this? I didn't know about
this. Well, I'm giving y'all some knowledge right now. Yes, so they had an oil rush and they were uncovering oil, unearthing oil from fracking.
Oh, okay.
So they're bleeding the earth of
right.
its blood,
yeah.
and that's what fucking oil is black, it's blood. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's
whoa.
Blood of the earth.
Didn't it start? Well, okay.
In North Dakota, it started
the earthquakes.
Oh yeah, fracking
in Mississippi.
Well, fracking's garbage anyway. Like so,
it's somewhere over there that they didn't used to have earthquakes, and now they have. Earthquakes.
Now they are having earthquakes
yeah.
because we're freaking digging to the core. We're pulling this oil out. We're raping resources. But whatever, we are addicted to oil, and that's another topic.
Okay, we need to break our reliance. On
we are
fossil
super reliant on
but.
Fossil fuel. All that stuff. You know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so 2006 in North Dakota, there's a. Shut up! Shut up! I'm glad I tickle you.
Oh my God!
Shut up! Your face. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, there's an oil rush. I don't know how to actually call it, but my notes just say North Dakota oil rush.
That's what it is.
In 2006.
Like an oil boom or whatever.
Pretty much. So, that's what's going on. So, in North Dakota, they need manpower. They need people. They need trucks, they need resources, they need everything.
Right.
So all these people are flooding to North Dakota from 2006, and I believe even currently it's still going on.
Oh my God, really?
And I feel like, no, we're not moving to fucking North Dakota. If you're from North Dakota, no shade, but I'm not moving there. In this town where they went to, it's like a small town, it's native. It's like... You have to be
first, you have to be Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of Native American land.
Okay.
And so this fucking guy, James Henriksen, he decides to make his way.
We're going to say First Nation?
I was going to say First Nation. What is that from? What is that?
That's Canada.
That's what that is. Yeah. Canada, they're First Nation. But you're Native Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
Native Canadians. Okay. So, James Henriksen and his wife make their way to North Dakota around to, you know, make their money, to strike it rich. While people are going to North Dakota, the rents are going up. They're paying, like, San Francisco rent rates.
Oh, shit.
There's no, like, they're just bringing people in to work, to mine, not to mine, but to pretty much work the drills.
Yeah, to be oil riggers.
To be oil riggers, pretty much. So there's a lot of people coming out there. There's a lot of money to be had. And James Henriksen was about that life. So I'll give you a little intro to him. And I got this information, a lot of my information from that podcast, American Greed. I got some information from OregonLive.com. I got some information from Your Mom's House. Ooh, just kidding. I got some information from LandlineMag.com and the Googles. So we're going to just talk about his early life, about the person and the character that we're dealing with, and then we'll talk about the story. So James Henriksen, I don't know where he was born because nobody cares about him, so nobody wants to give up that information.
Nobody cares.
But he moved to Central Washington at age 22, selling himself up with help from his parents as a mason contractor. He worked on large commercial projects and began a pattern of failing to pay union benefits on behalf of his workers.
Douche.
And running limited liability companies set up by his second wife. This dude marries a bunch of bitches. It's ridiculous.
A bunch of bitches.
I'm just saying, like, I think he's a woman user, but it doesn't really specify that. But this guy,
a woman user.
He's a woman user. I don't know what that term is, but
a gigolo.
A gigolo. Gigolo. So with this guy, there was always payroll problems. He was always trying to start his own business. Yeah. So, back to him. So there was always payroll problems, said, Tim Thompson, which was a business manager for the Bricklayers Union in Washington. It was always kind of a chase with this guy.
So they basically had to chase down their paychecks with this fucking asshole.
Yes.
You know, what's really funny. Adam Carolla, talked about how when he first came to, Hollywood or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and how, because he grew up in like Pasadena or something.
Yeah, he's super local.
But he when he used to work in construction, like, they would get their checks and literally race each other to the bank.
Run.
Because
those motherfuckers ain't gonna buy.
Yeah,
ain't
some checks
clear.
Were like not gonna clear.
That's fucked up. Well, I guess a lot of these checks weren't clearing with this guy.
That happens in the construction, like when you're dealing with shady.
It's not shade, it's just they run out of fucking money, and it's like, okay, so I've got to pay for these supplies, I got to buy this, I got to buy that, I got to pay these dudes, oh man, so-and-so hasn't paid, let me just float this check and see what happens.
Well,
they should have a little more stability if they're bringing on people and they need these employees
exactly.
to get things done, but I'm sure that field is very,
volatile.
It is. But this guy, he lies to people. Tim Thompson is saying, it was always kind of a chase with this guy. He lies to people's faces and smiles at them, and people buy it. And this guy, his build was
convincing.
Like, he's convincing. He had like a bodybuilder type, you know, build, muscular, wore the tight shirts. Like,
he thought he was hot shit.
He thought he was hot shit. In his pictures, he looks kind of like a Guido. He just looks like Gym Tan Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? Gym Tan Laundry?
Mm-hmm.
GTL?
Yeah.
that's what he looks like. And that was... That I never watched fucking Jersey Shore, so I don't know what those characters are like.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was... He was like, oh, if you get in my way, I'm gonna fucking kill you. You get in my way, I'm gonna break your leg.
So he's just a dickhole.
Oh, you want your money? You'll get your money when you get your money. So shut up. This was this guy. So, Henriksen was a different type. He was a young charmer with a bodybuilder's physique, a pearly smile, and a long rap sheet. So, this was, this article that I got was from, like, 2015. So it's, like, now 35. He grew
years
up,
old?
Yeah.
No, he was 35 at the time?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, he grew up in Central Oregon. So in Oregon, he was running amok, pretty much. So, he was convicted of theft, burglary, attempted assault, attempt to elude police, and unlawful manufacture of marijuana.
What?
So he had a grow house.
What the hell?
Or whatever. Maybe he had a few plants.
He probably needs his ass kicked, but anyway. Just saying.
IJS? Yeah. Just saying, but James had a habit of burning bridges he touched. So anytime he would work with somebody, the business partner is pissed off at the end of the relationship.
Of course.
None of his relationships end well. I'm not even sure why people refer him to people and introduce him to people, because that's how a bunch of his connections were made.
Really?
Yes.
So people...
yeah.
I mean...
Well, he had a reputation of cheating his partners, according to several people who worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, scoozy. So let's talk about James Hendrickson in North Dakota. So this is a little of his background of what this motherfucker is up to. So he's a criminal. He's got a criminal past. He knows criminal people.
Right.
And
he has fucking jail buddies.
He's got jail buddies, and he's a shyster. And he's going to lie to your face and say, oh, yeah, the check's going to clear. Go ahead and cash it, and it's not going to clear. So let's just say that right now. Okay. So in... he goes to North Dakota in 2011. And in 2011, his first business partner is Steve Kelly. And Steve Kelly is a member of the MHA Nation, and he also owns Land Trust Oilfield Service. And MHA Nation is, they're natives. They're Native Americans, and any jobs that are done, they go through them first. So they have preferential choice of jobs.
Right. Which is good.
Which is good. Exactly. It's just like,
except for, you know, some people might be mad about it.
Might be a little mad about it.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at wink. So James Hendrickson, he started his own business, his own trucking company, Blackstone Trucking. He's from Oregon.
He started a trucking company in North Dakota.
Yes, okay. In North Dakota. He actually started a few different businesses in North Dakota because he had a bunch of different businesses in his third wife's name, in his name, and they're playing the fucking shell game, moving money here, moving there. It's ridiculous.
Probably to avoid paying taxes.
Well, not even just that. So for Hendrickson, he gets on board with Steve Kelly. Steve Kelly brings him on as like a contractor. He hired him as a subcontractor. And so he's doing like odds and ends for him. They're like watering fucking dirt and keeping the dirt down, so when the trucks are coming through, it's not fucking dusty.
You know, it's funny. They have to do that in Arizona.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Because it's super dusty?
Because it's air pollution.
Oh.
And so they have to actually water the dirt to keep it from polluting.
Well, that was one of James Hendrickson's jobs, to water some fucking dirt. So, he's watering dirt and getting paid $580,000 to fucking water dirt. And I wrote, what the F? WTF. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I'll water some dirt for fucking $600,000. It was a contract that he had. But
yeah.
What Hendrickson is doing is he's inflating the hours. He's inflating the numbers.
What a dick.
He's a dick. And so, let's talk about how him and Steve Kelly fell out of favor. So, Steve Kelly, brought him on as a subcontractor, and, everything's cool, but then, Hendrickson started to poach some clients. He started to go behind Kelly's back and get contracts. So, there was this contract up for grabs,
mm-hmm.
And, Steve Kelly goes to, like, bid for the contract, and they're like, oh, we already gave it to James Hendrickson. And Kelly's like, excuse the fuck out of me. No, you didn't give it to him because I'm in the MHA.
Right.
And he is not. He's a fucking white dude from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we giving him the business that he's already secured?
Mm-hmm.
So Kelly raises hell. And come to find out that James Hendrickson got a Navajo woman from Texas to register the business so he could be on the list for Native status.
What an asshole.
Yeah. Kelly's like, fuck that. This is what happens. I don't fucking think so. And then Kelly gets the contract from Hendrickson.
Okay.
Hendrickson is pissed.
Of course he is, because now he's freaking out of some money.
He's out of some money.
He doesn't deserve anyway.
Exactly. And so what Hendrickson does is he starts to vandalize some of Kelly's property. He's leaving graffiti left and right.
Ugh.
He leaves a graffiti that says, or some writing that says, Steve Kelly raped my wife.
Oh, my God.
In graffiti.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. And Steve Kelly's like, are you fucking kidding me?
What the fuck?
This shit wasn't happening before I got into cahoots with James Hendrickson and I got this contract. So, James Hendrickson doesn't play well with others, and he's not a very good loser.
He's a dick.
Amongst other things. So, that happens. So, that happens. Him and Kelly, they split ways. They're like, fuck this. So, in the meantime, Hendrickson is working another angle. He's getting into cahoots with another guy. And so he gets into business with a character named Tex Hall. And Tex Hall is the tribal chairman of the MHA Nation. And it was Tex Hall's business, or he had this contract with Tex Hall to water these fucking dirt roads, keeping dust down, making $150,000
mm-hmm.
for this job. So he was always padding hours. He was pocketing extra money. And I wrote super sketchy because he's a fucking sketchball. And
a sketchball.
A ball of sketches. But and then also what another thing that what should be happening is there's only tribal members are allowed in certain areas and have access to certain roads.
Oh, really?
And, of course, have first dibs on jobs.
Yeah.
And then somehow James Hendrickson is somehow given access to these exclusive privileges with the roads, with the jobs, things of that nature, which does not seem
accurate. Yeah, that shit doesn't fucking jive.
Exactly. So he's skimming money from these contracts. He's using shell companies in his wife's name to steal money.
Do his wives know about this?
Did I talk about his wife? Girl, you almost got away from me, didn't you, girl? You ain't getting away. His wife at the time when they go to North Dakota, her name is Sarah Kreveling. And Sarah Kreveling hit, okay, so when they go to North Dakota.
This is his third wife.
This is his third wife that all of this, everything that we're going to talk about now happens under her watch. Because she's the wife.
Okay.
And so, they go to North Dakota and they stand out like a fucking,
yeah, probably.
I don't know. What's this?
Sore thumb.
Sore thumb. But, like, honestly, if my thumb was sore, would you even notice it?
And you'd be holding it differently.
I'd be sticking it up. Exactly. And she's like, this is sticking up. Okay, I get it. I didn't understand that reference.
The turn of
phrase. My thumb's sticking out. So, his wife, they call them Ken and Barbie.
It would be really swollen. It would be
throbbing. A pulsating thumb. Like fucking the toe like and low cartoons. Down dirty shame.
Yes.
my bunion.
You know, I'll step on my bunion.
My bunion.
Oh, God.
It's throbbing.
Yes.
So his wife is Sarah Kreveling. And James
Ken and Barbie.
People were like, oh, Ken and Barbie, because she was like blonde and cute.
And she looked like a fucking inflatable doll.
I don't know about that. But, I mean, she just looks like a little cute little white girl. Like, blonde hair, like, really bright smile. He's okay. Like, I wouldn't give it to him.
I was looking at his ugly picture.
Exactly. I wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah,
but he's not, like, a bad-looking dude.
He looks like a fucking guy that, like, would cause a bunch of fucking trouble.
He looks like it. Yeah, he looks like
a troublemaker.
Well, he is. So, so she's got, they start these businesses. They're in her name. They're in his name. They're in both their names. They're pocketing money. they're telling, and apparently investors, business partners that they're getting money from, and they're telling their business partners that they're losing money. And then they're turning around buying fucking brand new houses and Bentleys and, you know, shining bright like diamonds and stuff in North Dakota.
Bentleys.
A Bentley, girl. They bought a Bentley, but it must have been a used Bentley because it was only... It must have been a used Bentley because it was like $60,000, $69,000. I was like, that's not no brand new Bentley.
No, it's not.
That's an old Bentley. Yeah. That, look at that. I don't mean to hate. No shade. North Dakota.
A Bentley is a $250,000.
Look at, that's a North Dakota Bentley.
Okay. You, I don't even think they, you can't buy a Bentley in North Dakota.
It was a, it had to have been a used Bentley.
Yeah, you have to, I don't, but I'm might be speaking out of turn, but I don't believe there are Bentley dealerships in North Dakota. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like they're on every fucking corner like those used cars.
Do you guys have a Bentley dollar shop around town? I really want to get a Bentley. Please.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's going on. That happens. And so eventually they're like, hey, dude, you guys are, we're losing money, but you guys are buying houses. So figure that shit the fuck out. So while they're going to start climbing up his ass. Well, they're climbing up his ass.
We're losing money, but you guys are buying houses.
Because they're telling them that they're losing money, they're, you right. know, and then they're buying Bentleys or buying houses, and that shit don't make no fucking sense.
Right.
So, he's in business with Tex Hall at this time. And him and Tex Hall fall out of friendship.
Of course.
Of course. Because motherfucking James, what's his name? Hendrickson is having a fucking affair with Tex Hall's stepdaughter, who is
Whoa,
who is 18 at the time.
What?
And she's pregnant with his baby.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Tex Hall is like, you're not only stealing from me, you're fucking my daughter.
Yeah, like, no. Not okay.
And she's carrying your fucking bad seed.
Your little devil baby.
Your bad seed.
They freaking have an ultrasound and there's horns and a fucking tail.
No. So, this is happening. Gosh. And so, while this is happening... actually, while this is happening, all this stuff is going on with Tex Hall, right? And,
Okay. Why are their teeth so white in this picture?
She got her teeth whitened.
Look at both of their teeth. Their teeth are, her teeth.
They use them Crest whites.
Are brighter than her hair, and her hair is freaking platinum.
She's, I mean, like, she's a pretty girl, and she probably was just like, oh my God, he's going places, and he's making money. Let's go to North Dakota. Mm-mm. But she was into it too because she got convicted of some shit. So
good.
Let me just tell you guys already, both these fools, everybody, well, let's finish the story. I don't want to ruin it. So while this is going on, Tex Hall and him, they're having a falling out. James Hendrickson has people working for him. And the people that are working for him currently that are like, you know, his people that are right under him is a fella by the name of... His name is Casey.
Cinderfella.
Cinderfella. Okay, so, early 2012. I want to say, like, April, May 2012. So, while this is going on, he's doing this business in North Dakota. He's doing his trucking business. Everything's going on. He has employees, obviously, and a few employees of note is one character by the name of Casey Clark. His name is Casey Clark. And then there's, what's the other guy's name? There's Rich Airy. Rich Airy and Casey Clark are working together with Mr. Hendrickson. And Casey is like, they've been doing a business for a while with Mr. Hendrickson. And obviously, he's not very stable. There's shady shit going on. So Casey decides that he wants to do his own thing. And he doesn't tell anybody. He may tell one person, or maybe he's telling other people, and that's how James found out that Casey was going to leave the company, Blackstone, and start his own business. And James is like, oh, Casey can't leave and start his own business. I'm going to lose money and Casey's going to take some of my clients. Because that's some fucking shit that James would fucking do. He would leave a business and try and steal the business. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Steal clients. So James decides that he doesn't want Casey to leave and he doesn't want to lose business because at this time, they're making about 600, they're making a lot of fucking money.
Right.
They're making thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. And if this, if Casey leaves, he's going to take some business and they're not going to be making as fuck much money as they're making. So, James Hendrickson tells Casey to, and it's Casey, like K as in King, C as in Charlie, not mm-hmm. Casey Jones, mm-hmm. you know, his actual name is Christopher Casey Clark. And, James is like, no, dude, you shouldn't leave. Why don't you just go ahead and take a 2-week vacation and maybe you'll come back and everything will be cool.
Take a 2-week vacation.
Yeah. Just take some time off and maybe you'll clear your head and maybe you'll come back refreshed and you'll love your job again. Mm-hmm. Cause that's how vacations work.
Not really. But okay.
Not really. I just want to fucking leave. Don't let me go away. Cause if I go away, I might not come back. Anyway. So, before Casey goes on vacation, James is like, hey, bro, you've got the company credit card. I need that back. Casey's like, all right, it's the middle of the fucking day. During the middle of the week, Casey goes to the office to give back the company credit card. And when he gives back the company credit card, James convinces him to go into the garage and leads into the garage under the pretense of looking at a motorcycle. And he goes into the garage to look at the motorcycle, and he's never seen again.
Casey. Okay.
Casey's never seen again. People are fucking looking for Casey. It's sad. He's never seen. He's never heard from again.
He's missing forever.
He's missing. And so while this is going on, James Hendrickson is like, oh, well, Casey's a flake anyway. He's known to take off and just shake the spot and, you know, I don't know, whatever. He's gone. I sent him on vacation. I don't fucking know where he is. And so he's a dick.
Right.
Because then his car is gone and then they find his car like months later and it's like 80 miles away from, you know, where it should have been. And so they find the car and that's it. So this is going on when the Tex Hall situation is happening and Casey's family is fucking looking for him. And they're like, we know this motherfucker did something. You know, find our son, find our friend, find Casey. James Hendrickson is no longer BFFs with Tex Hall because they were BFFs because I believe it was Tex Hall that was giving James Hendrickson access to these roads,
yeah,
to these
definitely.
Everything.
Because
he's the fucking head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, James Hendrickson meets a new fella. He meets a new business partner and things sound great. He meets a new business partner, and his business partner name is Doug Carlisle. And Doug Carlisle is from Washington. He's from, what is it, Spokane, Washington?
Mm.
Yeah, Spokane, Washington. And he was introduced to Hendrickson in 2011 by Tim Scott, a building contractor in Washington in Ephrata, Washington.
So they were friends before he moved to North Dakota.
He moved to North Dakota in 2011.
Okay. Okay, wait.
So he met him in North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Through, like, business in North Dakota
okay.
and everything. Because Carlisle was also doing business in North Dakota. And so Scott knew both men. So they were introduced through Tim Scott. Scott knew both men through construction projects over the years and said he considered them good friends until he said Hendrickson cheated him in North Dakota in a trucking venture.
Of course he did.
Again, he has a habit of burning.
This dude is not to be trusted.
Motherfucking bridges. Like, if, listen here. Don't you fucking introduce me to somebody who's a fucking shady Shaderson. And then.
Shady Shaderson.
And then, like, if later on, like, we've met or whatever, and, like, we're on the phone and we're talking shit because we talk shit on the phone with people. Like, oh my God, don't fuck with that dude no more. He robbed me about $100,000. Like, he owes me money. He stole my business. Like, he has my contracts now. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So that's how he got into cahoots with Doug Carlisle. That's how they met. in 2011. So, Doug Carlile in 2013.
Okay. Everybody, obviously, all these business people know this fucker. If you come to town and this man's name has been, you know, floating around as this fucking shady fucking dude, why are people not warning people about this? Or maybe they are and they're just like, oh, you know, like, I don't know.
Maybe
he's like, well, you know, so-and-so, we had a bad deal and he's just slinging mud or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a business person, once you fucked over enough people,
right,
everybody should know your name and know not to fuck with you.
You should kick that motherfucker out of the town. You're kicked out. That's, you can't fuck with us!
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Kick him out. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Doug Carlile had, he was trying to work on a big deal. He was trying to work on this, this venture. And it was, 640-acre drilling deal. It was a 640-acre drilling deal. And so the land and the surrounding land around it was, like, striking it rich. Like, they were just pulling fucking gold. Oil.
Can you imagine what this fucking, what it looks like over there?
It must be disgusting.
Exactly.
I think it's fucking disgusting.
And, you know, these people, these are Native Americans. They should know better. But anyway, go ahead. They should know better.
You guys should fucking know better. You guys, I mean, not all of you, I guess. Everybody is not the same. But you would think if you've been here for so fucking long and your people have been here so fucking long.
Were born here.
Your people are born here or they crossed over from that frozen bridge or whatever Joe Rogan's trying to sell. But, but this land is here for you and me.
Right?
And it's for our fucking kids, man. Like, yeah. Come on. Don't fucking rape it of its resources. But it's like, oh, this is our chance. We had a hit while the iron's hot and get this fucking money. No. But guess what? Your kids are going to pay that bill. No. Our children are going to pay that bill. And everything that we leave for our kids, they're going to hate you for it. So think about what you're fucking doing. Think about what you're doing. It doesn't have to just be oil. You know what you're doing. If my message is resonating with you, think about what you're doing. Period. Anyway, so Doug Carlile, he's got...
But don't you drive a car?
Yeah, bitch, I drive a car. You mad? It's a Honda Fit. It's tiny. Anyway, so this land that they're trying to purchase, it's 640 acres. And its daily value for the oil that their neighboring oil rigs and drillers are pulling up is $250,000 a motherfucking day.
Oh, wow.
A fucking day. And so it's like, it's billions of dollars. Yeah. That's what one of this guys said. The land, the soil, it's worth billions of dollars.
Yeah. And oh, my God. Oh, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
They have to come up with $2 million to buy this property, to do everything. Just to buy the land.
Mm-hmm.
Just to buy the land is $200 million. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. $2 million.
There was a documentary that I had watched about, I think it was Oklahoma, where, like, all these Native people had this land,
mm-hmm.
and all these white people were trying to get this land. So they were marrying Native Americans, or they were lying on their freaking birth certificates. And
how do you lie on your birth certificate?
This was the 1800s.
Oh, okay. You can do anything on written paper.
Yeah. And they were basically claiming that they were Native, and they were trying to acquire this land. They were murdering people.
That's disgusting.
And
greed.
And it was because of oil rights. They were trying to get the oil rights to this land. And so now you have all these blue-eyed Native Americans that, you know...
What do you know?
...were not Native Americans, but suddenly now they are. You know what I mean?
It's questionable. Guess what? We got... What's that shit called?
It was the early
23andMe.
And 1800s. God, what was the name of that documentary? But it's like... it was kind of like, you know, people... They were trying to get this freaking oil. And...
It's greed.
They were killing little girls, like... They were marrying off little girls because the little girls had the land rights. And then these old-ass white men were marrying these little Native girls because they wanted their fucking land. It was just so stupid. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what would I do for some land? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so they want...
Not that.
Not that. They want this fucking They need $2 million to secure the oil rights to the 640-acre property. Again, it's worth $250,000 a day. And they were able to find like 5 to 6 investors, and they were able to raise $1.6 million. So they're still short $400,000, right? So James Hendrickson learns about this and is knowing what's going on with Carlisle. So he's like, I want to be involved. So James and his wife Sarah kicked down $640,000 to buy this property for $2 million, right? But they can't come up with the rest of the fucking money. So they can't come up with the rest of the money. And then that's just to buy the fucking land. That's just for the land. They need many millions more to dig, to build the wells, to have the roads for the platforms, for the workers.
Yeah.
So there's, it's not just this land. There's other things that need to happen, but all they see is this land and how much money could be made.
Right.
And so while all of this is going on, he's got this still going on with Carlisle. Everything else is building up behind Hendrickson. All of his fraud, all of these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're still looking for Casey because he's been missing for like almost like 2 years. He's been missing. I'm just kidding. It wasn't 2 years. It's like a year. He's been missing for a year.
I'm just kidding.
Lo siento. He's been missing for a year. So as Hendrickson's problems are mounting, he's focusing on Carlisle's big strike. And the deal is with XTO, the Exxon Mobil subsidiary. And apparently Carlisle got some money from this Texas oil man, Stan Deadman.
Stan Deadman.
He was just like, it's geologically speaking, it's an excellent project. He was like, he would rate it a class A, like for the land that they were going to get. But doing the math, it's going to be like $8 million per well to dig the well. Mm-hmm. So Carlisle is like looking all over the fucking world to get some money. So Carlisle finds a Saudi Arabian investor.
Okay.
An oil tycoon.
Jesus Christ.
Man. So he finds this oil tycoon. This guy's like, yes, of course, I'll give you the money.
I will give you this money.
And we were going to go ahead and make billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Guys, this is all fabrication. I'm making shit up right now. But the oil tycoon is cool. This guy's real.
It's cool.
Everything I'm saying, I don't know if this is factual or not.
We don't know if this conversation actually took place.
But this is what, how it sounds like. I will give you this money. We're going to make billions. I make it rain on these bitches. <It's stupid. laughs> And so,
black and green.
Okay. The investor wanted, collateral to establish a relationship. So he asks for $80,000 for collateral, maybe to do the due diligence, maybe to sort some things out. But what really happens is this motherfucker jacks their money and it was a fucking con. He was just like, thank you for your money. I'm going to make it rain somewhere else. Have a great day.
Oh, well.
So he takes off.
What'd you get?
You take off with the fucking money and fucking Hendrickson is pissed. He's just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Why can't this go right for me?
I'm trying to fucking build wealth and make all this money. And this guy, he's focusing on Carlisle, is ruining it for me. He's ruining it.
Why did he focus on Carlisle?
Because Carlisle's the one that got in cahoots with the businessman in Saudi Arabia. But it's also Carlisle's deal. Carlisle found this property. He's working out the deal. And so, on one end of the stick, James is trying to buy Carlisle out. He's just like, let me just get rid of this motherfucker.
Right.
I'm going to buy you out, and then I'm just going to go ahead, and we're going to get this land, and we're going to make this money.
You're not going to buy me out of billions
of
dollars.
Of my fucking project. Okay. How the fuck do you think you're going to buy me out of
Idiot.
My project? And then on the other side, Carlisle's like, we got to get rid of Hendrickson because he's a fucking asshole. and he is a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You're a threatener. Would you say, I don't have to ascertain, would you say, I have to fucking, it was something, I loved it from the last episode. He's like, he's a threatener, I don't have to ascertain your threats.
Acquiesce.
I don't have to acquiesce. I'm not acquiescing your threats.
I'm disinclined to acquiesce to your request. That's what Barbossa said to what's her face?
Pirates?
Parlay.
His parlay. Her yeah. parlay. I'm a parlay!
That means no.
Anyway, this isn't funny, but I'm sorry. So Carlisle is very nervous, very lately. He's just acting very nervous. He's checking windows and locks. His wife, Alberta's like, dude, what the fuck? And he's just like, I'm just making sure shit's locked. I'm just making sure we good. And this is new. He's not very, not a nervous Nelly. But he's been getting threats from fucking James Hendrickson. Oh, so, I know.
Making threats does nothing. Unless you're dealing with, like, a pussy. But...
Well,
stop threatening people. Stop. Like, don't make fucking threats. If you're gonna do something, just fucking do it. Shut the fuck up and just do it.
Stop making threats. I well, apparently, threaters. Apparently on December, this isn't apparent, this is facts, this is actual truth, and I got this from landlinemag.com. So on December 15th, 2013, in Spokane, Washington, Alberta and Doug Carlisle were arriving home after church just before 7 p.m. on December 15th, 2013. After the couple entered their home, and Alberta went upstairs, she heard voices in the kitchen. Alberta walked down to the kitchen and found what appeared to be a white male dressed in all black, including a face mask, pointing a large black semi-automatic handgun at her husband. Alberta heard Doug say, "Don't do anything, don't do anything." And she turned around and ran upstairs. And when she reached the top of the stairs, she heard 5 or 6 gunshots.
Ooh. So did they see her? They didn't see her?
He saw her. He saw her in the fucking home. And she ran down and was like, oh, shit. Maybe, like, maybe she turned around and was like, oh, shit. Let me get up these stairs.
Yeah.
And so there's a gunman in their fucking house. You know what I'm saying? So Alberta runs upstairs to call the police. And that's when she started to hear the gunshots. It says that the article just said 5 to 6 times, but then I found out that he was actually shot 7 times.
Damn.
So Doug was
she probably didn't count. She was probably freaked the fuck out. She was freaked. It probably sounded like 100 shots.
Exactly. She's just like, oh my God, there's someone in my fucking house.
Yeah.
What do I fucking do?
Yeah.
What do you do? Like, if
you
someone.
Call the police.
You call the fuck. And that's what she fucking did.
Yeah. And I'm glad that she did that. Because most of the time, the story goes, wife tries to fucking intervene and gets her ass killed too.
Because I'm that wife that would have been like, fuck this! Look at, give me a golf club! They're all over the fucking house.
No, they come down the stairs, there's a man pointing a gun at the husband, and they go, no! And then they get shot too. Because they're trying to plead for their husband's life instead of doing what they should do and calling the police.
Okay, good job, Alberta. She ran upstairs, she calls the police, her husband shot 7 times, yeah. And he dies, unfortunately.
Of course.
Doug Carlisle was 63 years old.
Wow.
And so I just want to read a quote from his son, Doug's son, Skylar Carlisle. So apparently Doug Carlisle was, again, very fucking nervous because he was dealing with a fucking criminal, Hendrickson.
Didn't nobody look into this fucking guy's background?
Eventually they fucking look into his background.
No, I mean, like, you get into business with somebody, you might want to find, you know,
Google them, get some reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Google
them. You might want to find out what other people think about this fucking guy.
What kind of shady shit they're into?
You know, I'm not just going to be like, hey, let's broker this $1 billion deal together,
mm-hmm.
and you're a fucking con man and a fucking ex-con. Like, what?
Right. And like, it's like, okay, he's in North Dakota. If I were to Google his name, North Dakota, I'm not going to bring up anything. I would have to know he's from Oregon his background.
Or you could just look up, like, go to his, he has to have business license.
Well, it's okay. You're right. You're totally right. But they were in his wife's name.
Oh, that's right.
So, because okay. He's a fucking criminal. Anyway, so, again, Carlisle was, like, very anxious because he knew he was dealing with a fucking madman. So, apparently Doug Carlisle borrowed a gun from one of his sons and told another son, if I disappear or wake up with bullets in my back, promise me you will let everyone know that James Hendrickson did it.
Yeah, for real though.
Let them fucking know that he did it. And his son Skyler said that Hendrickson reportedly owed many in North Dakota oil fields money and wasn't allowed to work on Indian lands anymore after he fucked Tex fucking Hall's daughter and, you know, sired her baby. Pretty much.
Sired her baby.
He really did. He sired her baby. He also told the police that Hendrickson showed up at his office demanding $400,000, saying that if he didn't get it, something very bad could happen to me and my family. And that's that $400,000 that they were short of to get the property. He's just like, you're in my way. So he had a thing of like, if you were in his way and you pissed him off, you're going to get it. But fortunately, the police in Spokane, Washington, know how to secure a fucking crime scene and know how to look for shit. So,
okay.
That's what happened in Spokane, Washington. That's where Carlisle was living when he was killed.
Oh, I thought they were in North Dakota still.
Carlisle is doing business in North Dakota.
Oh, okay.
But he lives in Washington.
All right.
Apparently, these states are close together. I'm not a fucking geographer.
They're not.
Look, I don't know geography.
They're not at all.
It's like two states, right?
Washington is here. North Dakota is like way the fuck over here.
I don't fucking know. But anyway, we'll figure it out. As the police are searching, they found a yellow welder's glove found outside the home. They also have a bunch of fucking surveillance footage of the getaway vehicle. Yes, 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 yes. So then they have this stuff.
Rich people have cameras, so.
Rich people have cameras. Ring is cheap, girl. Get yourself a ring. Anyway,
but it's not going to take a picture of the back of the house or, like, you know what I mean?
You're right. So a month later, DNA results are back from the glove that was found at the scene. And they have a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And the suspect is Timothy Succo. Timothy Succo is 50 years old and he is a career criminal. A career criminal.
And it is two states over.
It's two states over. That's, I thought, was pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
Thank you for checking the facts.
Fucking Montana is enormous, and it's like the biggest state that separates
North Dakota and Washington.
And then because the little strip of Idaho that, like, but
okay, they're close. So it's not a hop, skip, and a jump, but it's not that bad. Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about Timothy Succo, whose DNA is found on the glove outside of the crime scene of Doug Carlisle's home. Timothy Succo is a career criminal, and he is currently working for an asbestos company. And what happens is they find the truck that Succo uses for asbestosing.
What?
Do they remove asbestos?
Asbestos removal, yeah.
So, because it just says an asbestos company. They don't use that shit no more. They got to be removing it, right?
They have to remove it.
Because it'll kill you.
It's insulation. But they still use it in brake pads.
Oh, okay. Don't
So people, like, people, mechanics and stuff, were coming down with lung cancer and shit.
From asbestos?
Yeah.
That sucks. Anyway, so they go through this motherfucker's work vehicle. They get a permit. And they're like, I'm going to go through this deal. Like, not through this deal. I'm going to go through this fool's truck. And when they go through the fucking truck, they found a fucking murder to do checklist.
Kind of like those idiots in the Billionaires Boys Club. They had a fucking murder checklist.
Billionaires Boys Club.
The Billionaire Boys Club. It's actually, maybe I'll do that one next week.
Okay, cool. So they found a murder to do checklist in his work vehicle. And they're like, okay. And it was like, because he knew he was missing a glove. He was like, missing glove or yellow glove. And it was like, wipe gun, test with, like, smacking him around with a gun.
Oh,
you know,
God.
do this, do that.
What in the fuck?
So.
Dumb fucking murderers.
I know. So they get this motherfucker. And he strikes a plea deal. And he starts to sing like a motherfucking bird. And he confesses to murders. With an S on the motherfucking end.
Of course.
You're
going to confess to one.
I wrote, .. murderers? Scoozy? That's my new favorite word, by the way.
Okay, now you're an Italian.
Yeah. Side note. So, I bought donuts for the team on Friday.
I saw that. I said, save me some.
From Randy's. I bought some donuts, and I took some over to our guy Marco, and he does, like, all of our, like, reporting and stuff like that. I took him some donuts, And then the tech guy was over there. And I was like, hi. And he was like, hi. I was like, bonjour. And then he started speaking French. And I was like, oh, I'm good. How are you? In French. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you speak French? And I was like, oh, a little bit. And someone was like, oh, well, and then I started speaking Spanish. And I was like, I know a little bit of everything to get me by. Like, okay. I'm a fucking gypsy.
Yeah.
Like, I can say, hi, where's the bathroom? I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, in a lot of languages. Okay, let's just put it to you that way. So, yes, I'm going to work on my Italian.
Well, okay. I'm, like, halfway through the Italian on freaking Duolingo, and I'm just...
How's
like,
that going? I need to get back on my French and my Duolingo.
Like, it's going, like, I, you know, I started and I stopped and I started and I
stopped. Me too, and they yell at you. Like, the app's like, bitch, you haven't been logged in like, 3 weeks. You're losing your language skills.
Yeah, they fall off.
I do, but when you come back, you're, like, so much, like, you know even more. Dude, I like starting over, and I'm like, ah, I'm an A student, you dumb fucks. And then when I get to
it takes so long, like, once you, because when you have to start
reading, yeah, you gotta do it all over again. I love it, though. Do it. Anyway.
I already know all these words. Can we move on?
Okay, I already know that.
I know how to say this already.
Chant. Okay, so he starts confessing to murders, plural. So let's find out why Doug Carlisle was killed. So they say, like, the police were like,
did he tell them, like,
yeah, he told them everything.
No, did James tell this fucking murder guy why he wanted this man dead? Like, if I'm going to hire you to kill somebody, I'm not going to tell you why.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to give you a motive. Like, what the fuck? Well, just kill him.
Everybody knew. And it was a business transactions that went bad in the oil fields, pretty much.
Yeah, everybody knows that. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but witnesses, like, noticed and reported that Carlisle and Hendrickson were each trying to cut each other out of the drilling deal, even as their finances were drying up. So they were getting really fucking desperate. They were just like, oh my God, what am I going to fucking do? What am I going to fucking do?
And I need to get rid of this guy.
I need to get rid of this fucking guy. Mm-hmm. I need to get rid of him. So, I guess, like, because, like, Carlisle was killed December 15th, right? So in mid-November, Hendrickson had found another potential backer who said he'd invest in the venture only if Carlisle pulled out of the venture. Carlisle refused. So, Wait. So James is trying to steal Carlisle's fucking deal.
Right.
And he found someone that was like, okay, yeah, I'll be interested, but you got to get rid of Carlisle.
What?
Okay. And so Carlisle's like, fuck you, eat a dick. I'm not going anywhere. This is my fucking deal.
Yeah.
And so Carlisle, in turn, was working on a plan to buy out Hendrickson. So, like I said, they were trying to buy each other out, right. And it was bad blood, and it was a lot of money up for grabs. So, as Succo, the guy who was convicted, he was convicted for killing Doug Carlisle, he told them that. Everybody knew what was going on. It was very clear what the fuck was going on.
Right.
So, he also decides to go ahead and tell him that, oh, I also killed Casey Clark.
Yeah.
Why would he killed Casey Clark. So we're going to talk about why Casey Clark was killed. So Casey Clark is killed because James Hendrickson is angry with Casey because he wants to leave and steal some of James Hendrickson's customers.
Oh, he wanted to pull your dirty trick and you didn't want him to do it.
Exactly. Oh, you mad, bro?
Fucking asshole.
You're fucking mad, bro? So Hendrickson would lose business and money if Casey took off and started his own business.
That right there is some petty fucking It's some petty bullshit. Shit. Like, really?
It's
celebrate,
dumb.
Congratulate, don't be fucking a hater, you dumb fuck.
He's an asshole.
Yeah.
So, again, like I said, he convinces Casey to come and drop off the credit card. He then leads him into the garage to look at the motorcycle. While he walks in, he actually meets Succo. Oh. Casey meets this motherfucker. He's like, hey, how you doing? I think they even fucking shook hands. And he gets, Hendrickson gets Casey into the garage, and it's like... Okay, so, again, Hendrickson leads him to the garage for looking at a motorcycle. He's distracting him, and while he's distracting him looking at the motorcycle, fucking Succo kills Casey by, I don't like this word.
I don't like this word.
I use beating, but what's that word, bludgeoning?
Bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning him in the fucking head with a steel floor jack handle.
Mm-hmm.
In the fucking middle of the day, and there's people coming in and out, like, it's It's fucking daytime.
It's daytime. Murders are only supposed to
They're
happen
only supposed
at
to happen at night.
How about they don't happen at all?
At all, please. So they kill him, and, you know, he just beats him in the head. It's disgusting. It's very sad. And, you know, he's bleeding out, and, like, James is like, oh, my God, put a trash bag, and, like, bags him up. And then
what a bunch of fucking animals.
They are fucking savages. So they dispose of his body in a, I guess they had, like, a toilet. They got a new toilet or something, and it had a box. So in, like, a toilet box, and they sneak him out on a pickup truck and just take him out. And then they're like, oh, fuck, we got to get rid of Casey's truck. So then they go ahead and get Casey's truck, and they drop it off in some place called Williston. And they leave the keys in the truck, hoping that somebody would go ahead and jack it. You know, they're like, you know how they fucking do, like, entrapment? They leave a fucking car with keys in it, hoping that some dumb kid hops in the car.
Didn't they see Gone in 60 Seconds? If you leave a fucking keys in a car, there's something bad about that fucking car.
Exactly. Leave that shit alone. Leave alone. You know what I was listening to the Sugar Free?
Really?
Yes. Oh, man, that dude. I was thinking of, I used to know back in 1991. Okay, anyway. You know what I'm talking about? Am I just singing for nothing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, so they leave the fucking car. They're an asshole. So, Timothy Zuko, and James Hendrickson both go and dispose. They go and bury. They bury his body in the fucking box, and they go to some place called, like, the Badlands or something like that in North Dakota.
Probably where fucking it's desert and shit, and you can't fucking do nothing.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Did you say Enter the Badlands?
I did. It's a good shit. It's on Netflix. So Tim Zuko's digging a fucking hole. He's digging the hole, and James is just standing behind him, just like, yeah, dig that hole, bitch. Dig it. And as he's digging the hole,
dig that hole,
James
bitch.
Says to Zuko, so how much is this going to cost me? And then Zuko's digging a hole, his back's to Hendrickson.
And then he fucking, like, hit him in the head and
he
shit.
Gets a little fucking nervous because he knows James is standing behind him and he has a gun on him. Ugh. And so he's like, it's going to cost you $20,000. And he was just like, what the fuck? Shit. You know? So he cheapskate. And then Zuko's like, if you're going to fucking shoot me, don't shoot me in the back of the fucking head while he's digging this hole. So he finishes the job. They leave. And then when Zuko leaves town, he gets his money.
Of course.
For Casey. Mm-hmm. And so, he tells the story, obviously.
This looks so good.
Is that, ceviche?
Probably,
a ceviche tostada?
Ceviche on top, and some avocado and a little jalapeno slices.
Hey! Anyway.
At a tortilla in.
So, Timothy sings like a bird, Zuko. He's arrested in 2014 for the murder of Doug Carlisle and eventually Casey Clark. And so he's singing on Hendrickson, and so the police get a warrant, and they're able to check James's home, and they were able to get him on weapons charges because he's a fucking convict, criminal, felon, and he's not allowed to have a fucking weapon.
That's right.
And he's got a bunch of them in his house, a bunch of weapons.
You know...
I know, they like guns for some reason, I don't get it.
They're stupid. Like, honestly, you know you're not supposed to have a gun, ever.
You know you ain't supposed to have a gun.
And you gonna get a gun, and then that's why your ass is gonna go back to fucking jail.
Well, that's how they got him.
He committed murder, but...
Well, that's... You know what I mean? Well... That's how they got him. They were able to build a case and hold him on that shit. So while they are searching his stuff, they fucking find a hit list and communication between all the fucking hitmen. He had...
Wait.
He fucking was actively engaging people to kill 12 people.
What the fuck?
Super casually. He's like, oh my God, do you want like a hit? Do you want a burial? And a murder, do you want a beating with like a side of soy milk and avocado? Like super fucking casual. the way he's just, like, trying to negotiate hits on people.
God, what an asshole.
He's a fucking asshole. And if you're listening to this, fuck you. Have a great day.
I don't think he is.
Well, you better not. Don't come for me.
Come for me, motherfucker. I got something for you.
Oh, shit. Look at, I got goons. I got goons. Anyway, so a couple people just, Rich Airy, he was featured on the podcast. He had, these are the people he had hits for. Rich Airy, Tex Hall, Steve Kelly, his fucking wife, Sarah Kreveling.
He was trying to have his wife killed.
Yes.
What in the fuck?
Because she knew where the bodies were buried. I'm not saying that, like, figuratively, but I mean literally.
Literally, yeah.
She knew where the bodies were buried. She was involved with all... So, his wife, Sarah Kreveling, she went down for mail fraud and money laundering for all these businesses that they were fucking. Because they were in her name. And she was actively involved in it.
Mm.
Sorry, boo-boo. So, Sarah knew everything. He wanted to kill her and was going to escape. He was making an escape plan with Tex Hall's fucking stepdaughter.
Mm.
And the baby, they were going to go to Brazil.
So he was still
with this 18-year-old. Oh yes. My
God.
I love you. Let's go. My wife is such a bitch.
Yeah. Except for that's not what his accent sounded like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably not. It's probably something
He's
else.
From Oregon.
He's from fucking Oregon. It sounds like us, probably.
Yes.
Exactly. You sound just like this. Baby, I love you, girl. You know I love you. Mm-hmm. No? I love you.
Honey, I love you.
Honey, I love you.
I love you.
Bam. So he's planning on getting away with her. That shit don't fucking happen. Days after the raid, Hendrix's wife, Kreveling, the one I just told you about, Sarah, she contacted federal agents and prosecutors. And she told the investors that their companies were frauded through ownership transfers. So all these other companies they're doing business with, they're fucking frauding them through ownership transfers. I'm not really sure what that is. Profits were funneled away from investors who were receiving phony statements. This bitch was the one who was buying guns for Hendrickson. And she bought several guns
sure,
for him.
I'll buy you a gun, honey.
And she was like, he meticulously wiped them down to remove fingerprints. Yeah. So fucking James Hendrickson went down for 10 counts of murder for hire. He's got 2 life sentences at a supermax prison in Colorado. And he deserves every fucking bit that I get, but I don't think a life sentence is enough. Because a life sentence is only like 30 years.
I know.
That's bullshit. And if he's serving these sentences consecutively, y'all ain't doing right by these families. Because guess what? They have yet to find Casey Clark's body.
Then he didn't tell them where they buried him?
He won't fucking talk. And
no, the other dude.
Suco. Suco actively is, like, helping out in the investigation, and he went back to the quote-unquote Badlands or wherever he thought he buried them because it was late night, and they have not found him. They have not found his body.
That is fucked up. But they have those dogs. Get those dogs.
They are currently actively...
The cadaver dogs.
Look, they're currently actively looking for his body. Still.
Get the cadaver dogs.
Well, they need to. But, he's got friends and family, and they're out there actively searching for him. So, I don't know, like, what we can do or what information I should have found for you guys. But this is in North Dakota. His name is Christopher Casey Clark. And if you guys want to help out the family, like, reach out to them and help find him. And the friend said some really nice words. They're like, we know, like, you know, that body is not him. Like, he's left. He's gone. He's in a better place. But we want to lay him to rest.
Right.
So, that sucks.
It's wrong,
it
man.
Fucking sucks. I don't like murder, but I hope I did this justice. And
I don't like murder.
I don't like murder. It sucks. But, yeah, this guy's fucking garbage. But the thing is, James Hendrickson won't talk. Like, his, Casey's family is, like, pleading to him. They're like, please tell us where he is. And he's just like, eat a dick.
He needs to die.
Ooh. He's in Colorado, and apparently, oh,
this is what
hold up. Apparently, they have to keep him in, isolation, and what's that,
Because somebody's gonna fuck him up,
Solitary confinement, because this guy is a career criminal, so he's just like, oh, you know, I've got connections in California, I've got connections in Washington, Oregon, whatever, and this fucker was trying to, like, plan a breakout with, like, acid to, like, burn the door. He was planning shit, And somebody that was involved in the scheme was like, this guy's trying to get out, by the way, and this is the plan. And they let him know.
Somebody was just like, yeah, this guy's fucking
so
nuts.
This guy thinks he's fucking big dick, hairy balls up in here.
Big dick, hairy balls.
And he's trying to break out. So they keep him in solitary confinement because
he thinks he's going to escape.
He thinks he's going to escape, and he has the gift of gab. And I think he's like, well, I've got this. I used to have this trucking business. I've got all this money stashed away here, there.
Couldn't fucking come up with to get the fucking
You can't even come up with $400,000, bitch. Dumbass. You ain't got it. So that was James Hendrickson. He is one of our modern fucking con men, murderers. He's a fucking murderer. And I'm pretty sure he's a fucking millennial. So, I'm pretty sure he is, based on his age. I think we might even be the same age. But you don't get away with that kind of shit. So that's him, guys. Hope you enjoyed it.
That's him.
I don't like murder, and this is like my first murder case, but you know, if you guys want more, please let me know.
If you want to hear about more murder.
I
was actually going to do next week Bonnie Lee Bakley.
Who's that? Wait, is that the televangelist person? No? Okay, I can be talking shit. The storm is coming, girl. The storm is coming.
Yeah, Bonnie Lee Bakley was Beretta's wife who got killed.
I don't know who Beretta is. Let's talk about our thumbs up.
But I'm not. I'm going to do the Billionaire Boys Club next year. But that's all. There's also a murder in that, too. So.
Okay. Thumbs up! Nobody likes...
She was killed. But she was also a scammer. Con artist. Anyway, my thumbs up. Let's see. What is my thumbs up for this week? This week, my thumbs. I didn't have a thumbs up because I was bleeding.
Oh my god! Pain. Listen, you're supposed to find something positive in every day.
I cannot find anything positive about that. The only thing, you know what? The positive is that I'm not pregnant because I obviously because I'm
you're not pregnant. Mm-hmm. You are alive. You are a fertile woman still, and some people don't have that.
I don't want it. Like, yeah, I will gladly donate my uterus to any woman who needs one.
You know what? Maybe I should start having kids for people.
Ugh.
I know it's a lot of work on my body. I require $50,000.
That's it?
Listen here, you want some of this freaking corn? Look at this pure stock.
This corn-fed
stock, vegetarian. I'm going back to my vegan diet. I feel like I felt better. Like, I don't think I have,
but
like...
But you weren't eating vegan because you were still eating cheese.
No, this is what I'm going to say. When I was eating vegan, I don't feel like I had, like, health problems. Like, my high blood pressure. And, like, every time I've gone to the doctor, because, like, he was like, oh, I see your records. And I was like, do you? What do you see?
You have Kaiser, right?
I do have Kaiser.
Yeah, they can see everything.
Yes, they can see everything. And he was like, the last two times you were at the doctor, you did have high blood pressure.
And
but it's nothing to worry about.
When were the last two times that you were at the doctor?
I had an ear infection last year. I had that ear infection.
But again, a fucking infection.
An infection. My blood pressure was high. And then I went to see, like, my PCP. And then, remember, I had that odd blood test. They said, like, my white blood counts were low or something.
Mine's always low.
That's what you said. So that's what that was. So I don't know. I'm just saying, when I was eating vegan, like, pure vegan, I was not having these problems.
But you were eating cheese.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. I've been eating cheese lately, and I eat eggs now when I, like, right before I had the baby. Like, I was vegan for, like, a year, and I was like, I love cheese too much. This is too hard.
Yeah, I can't, like, that's one thing I'm just like, ugh. Like, I want to try, like, to go off dairy for a minute just to see how my body reacts because
dairy causes mucus.
Well, I feel like I get digestive issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, maybe it's dairy. And so, like, I'll go, like, literally, like, 3 days without pooping.
Me too.
And I think it's the dairy. Okay. So, I'm like...
We just started talking about poop.
I know, right? This is a poop conversation.
How do you guys like poop? Everybody does it. Shit.
Everybody.
No, so, I think I've decided I'm going to go back to my vegan diet. And the funny thing is, like, I lose more weight, or I'm able to maintain my weight better when I'm eating, like...
flexitarian, like, you know, ovo vegetarian mm-hmm. versus pure vegan because I'm eating carbs when I'm vegan.
And that's the thing about vegan diets is that they're, like, mainly carbs.
It's a lot of carbs. So, usually, like, on my regs, on my regular, I'll eat, like, two fried eggs and some cheese for breakfast and coffee.
Two fried eggs and cheese?
Mm-hmm. A little cheese on top. Melted cheese, a little hot sauce on top. That's what I eat for breakfast fucking day. Mm. Every day, that's what I eat. And
oh, change it up, girl!
Every day, that's what I eat. I know, it's ridiculous.
I guess if you like it, but...
I do, I like
every
it.
Every day?
Every day. And then I'll have, like, some fruit, and I'll have, like, a lunch, and I'll have a snack, and then that's about it. I might eat a little something later, but I don't eat very much at night. But I'm going to switch... I think I'm going to try, again, to cut the eggs and the dairy again and see how my body's feeling.
Well, what about your chickens?
Oh, well, those are for the dog biscuits. And the kids, everybody else eats eggs and stuff.
Wait.
What chickens are you talking about?
The chickens that you're going to get.
Yeah, what about them?
You're getting chickens for dog biscuits?
I use, like, 6 eggs per batch.
Oh, Jesus.
And Kendall loves eggs, Jamal loves eggs. I use a lot of eggs. So that's why I want chickens for the eggs. This is so off topic. So, thumbs up. That was it? You're not pregnant. Cool.
Okay.
I want something better. I want more from you. Would you do my shoulder pop?
That's your body.
I think I just need to smoke a different grade of weed, though.
Releasing gases. Wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
Like, rather than, like, the...
Just, what the fuck are you talking about?
The indica, I think I need the sativa.
What does that have to do with anything? What are you talking about?
With my body. I think it makes my heart race. The up versus the down.
Sativa is the up.
So then I want the indica rather than the sativa.
Oh my god, you're fine.
I need the low.
You just need a high CBD strain.
Oh, CBD makes me sleepy.
It makes you sleepy?
Mm-hmm. Puts me to sleep.
What?
CBD.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit, I need that.
I got some.
CBD oil?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Girl, don't you know who I am? I'm your sister. I'm your pusher.
I'm your pusher. Anyway, let me see. What? Oh, okay. Here's my thumbs up for the week. I watched The Craft yesterday.
I saw your post.
I was like, I'm in the mood to watch The Craft. And I haven't watched it in years.
Yeah.
And, luckily I subscribed to Stars.
Nice.
And so it was only on, cause it's not on Netflix and it's not on, HBO Go and it's not on fucking YouTube. So
I had the DVD.
I don't know.
So you watched The Craft.
Yeah. I watched The Craft and you know, I just, you know, it brought back all those memories of me, like, you know, watching it in the '90s.
You're sorry.
And my little venture into Wicca in the '90s.
I found so many Wicca fucking podcasts. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm into it. It's not like that. It's just like there. It's just interesting. It's like for like education and modern day witches, I guess.
Uh huh.
Anyway, go ahead.
That was it.
Cool. Cool.
Now, what's your thumbs up?
My thumbs up for the week. Oh, I missed the fucking farmer's market on Wednesday. I guess that's not a thumbs up.
It was raining,
and then that was, like, the day after I went to the doctor, and he told me to slow my sexy ass down. He was like, you are too sexy for this high blood pressure, so you should just chill out.
That's inappropriate.
Okay. And he smelled like roses. The doctor smelled like roses.
Did you ask him what that was about?
Listen here. He was like, I want you to breathe in deep and breathe out. So he's, like, checking my, listening to my breathing and my lungs and my heart and whatever. So I'm breathing in deep. I'm like, and I did, like, a few breaths. I was like, it smells like roses in here. He's like, that's me. I said, oh, yeah?
Did you say why? Like, I'd be like, why? Why do you smell like roses?
Because he's a young doctor. That's what those fucking doctors, like, in the Kaiser and Sunset. They're all young, like, young.
Well, why does a man smell like roses? I don't want a man to smell like roses.
That's nice. That's real clean. That's clean, clean.
You can smell like fucking pine trees,
mm-mm.
but don't be smelling like no fucking roses.
I'm okay with that. With your rose hip oil or whatever the fuck he had on, it's all good to me. So I was just like, he smelled like roses. I didn't make it to the farmer's market on Wednesday, and that was, like, the first event that I've ever missed, and it took me, like, days to tell them I wasn't going to make it. Like, it took me hours that day.
I was going to ask you if you, like, had told them.
I was just like, I know, I want to go. I really want to go, but I need to rest. I need to give my body a break. And as we get old, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks big assholes. And you know, big assholes are being sucked. I don't want to slow down. Who wants to slow down? I'm in my prime. I'm like 37.
I don't think it's about slowing down. It's about listening to your body.
Listen to your body. So that's my thumbs up. I'm going to listen to my body a little bit more. I'm going to take care of myself. I pay for fucking insurance for my whole family every month. So I'm going to go ahead and use that insurance that I pay for.
Hmm.
And I'm just going to make sure I'm well. Because self-help is important.
Self-help.
Taking care of yourself.
Self-care.
Self-care is self-help. Important.
Self-help is important.
Self-help is important, guys. Hashtag self-help is important. But anyway, so that's cool. I'm feeling better. I think I'm going to stop smoking for like a while and see how that goes.
Stop smoking.
I smoke.
Smoker.
The devil's lettuce.
Devil's cabbage.
Guess what? It's a confession. Boo. Yeah, so I think I'm going to chill out for a little bit and see how I feel so with my body because this is all I have.
Yeah.
And I love you guys too much.
I need it. I need my body.
I need my body, so I'm just going to drink vodka.
Drink vodka. I'm like, I need to stop drinking stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm good. I'm proud of you today. But, so that's what's up. You got any recommendations or anything you want to share with the folks?
You just did your thumbs up. That was it, right?
And then I said, is there anything you want to recommend? Do you have anything you want to share? Anything like that?
Oh, me? I thought you were talking to them.
How are they going to respond to me?
Email.
Okay, you can email us at bookoflifepodcast@gmail.com. If there's someone you want us to cover, send them over. Or if there's a story you want to tell, we will read it. I've been listening to a lot of your podcasts out there, and I love you guys. Like, you guys are my favorite.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love you for your reference. OT and KT, you guys are our podcast BFFs, or my podcast BFFs, because I love you guys. You guys are awesome. And who else do I love?
Who do you love?
There are a lot of people out there that I really like. Don't get offended if I didn't mention you, please.
You'll be okay.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay. There are family from down under.
Actually, I've been listening to, now that you mentioned like recommendation, I've been listening to this podcast called Manifest It Now.
Ooh, Manifest It Now.
Yeah, and it's like, it's these two chicks, and like one is like, I don't know if she's in Canada. She's from Canada, but I don't know if she's actually in Canada, but like she fucking like keeps moving from like hotel to hotel. It's really funny mm-hmm. to hear her talk about it. But she like buys, you know, like investment properties and stuff. And then this other chick, her name is Cassie Parks. Cassie Parks and, oh my God, I can't remember her name. That's not good.
She's okay.
But it's really good. It's like, I find it very full of lovely little, you know, gems and jewels that they just drop. And I'm just like, yes, I need this.
I need this in my life.
So, yeah. Shout out to that. Manifest It Now podcast.
Cool.
They're awesome.
I'll also give a shout out to Indoors Women. Indoors Woman. I think that's what it is. I've been listening to them this week, and I really like their pod. And they're up in the Bay Area in California.
The Bay Area in California.
Because who knows if other states have Bay Areas. We don't know. See, exactly. California. So I've been listening to them, and I like them, too.
But the Bay Area, everybody knows of California. Bay
yeah. Area. I like them, too. So that's what's been on my my streaming this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Check us out on Patreon. If this is the last episode that you guys have in your playbook, go to Patreon and listen to our episode that we have on Misfits.
Go to Patreon.
And it's dubs.patreon.com/bookoflifepodcast. And then you can meet us there, and we've got an episode up, and it's $2. And you, of course, would be supporting us. Duh, hello, $2. No,
it's amazing.
You guys would be supporting us. So, like, hey, to get in, it is $2, and it is a monthly commitment, but if you're not for that life, you
is it? I think you can just do one.
You can cancel. You can pay the $2 and enjoy all that stuff in there for $2. I'll send you your sticker. You'll get your free pod. You can listen to us talk some more It Shay. And we're going to be releasing another episode soon for Patreon. So the content on there is only released on there. I'm not releasing it anywhere else because guess what? Patreon, y'all special.
You special.
Mm. Anyway.
So special.
So special. So that is all we have for today. And Game of Thrones is over.
Yeah.
How'd you feel?
I feel like...
Chicken tonight. Like chicken tonight.
Well, here's the thing. Okay.
Okay.
People are just pissed about it, right? And I'm like, well, it had to end some kind of way.
Right.
And it couldn't end up, you know, the way that people thought it was going to end. Like, did you think that Jon Snow would become the king? Like,
no.
Was that, you didn't?
He didn't want it.
He didn't want it, yes. But you know how people were like...
I don't care if you don't want it. You're going
to
take
him to be the king.
I'm going to give you this dick. I don't care if you don't want it.
Oh, my God. That's
saying.
Not the thing.
Oh, that's not how it works?
And, that's awful.
Okay.
And, but I feel like... I was left wanting more, like, as in terms of, like, I feel like they should do a spinoff, and it should just be Arya's story.
Arya's a boss bitch.
Yeah, and I think,
she
I
boss.
Feel like she deserves her own show.
Give it to her. Was there Maisie Williams?
Maisie.
Give Maisie Williams the love that she needs. I agree with you, Brandy. I knew the Mad Queen had to die. I knew she had to go. And I knew Jon Snow was going to give it to her. Because he was like, but what about if they don't...
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
What if they think that this?
You know nothing, Jon
Snow. Well, then
this.
But what about this? Well, then this. But what about this? Jon, you always know. And when she was like, you know, he was like, I'm a dumb dick. I don't know shit. I gotta kill her. She knows nothing, obviously. And so I wasn't shocked by that. I was just like, it had to happen.
No, I wasn't shocked by that either.
Right.
I loved that Drogo, whatever his name was.
Burned that
Drogon
shit down.
Burned the fucking, yeah.
He was like, this motherfucking throne made my mom crazy. She been tripping about this throne my whole life. All she been doing is talk about this motherfucking throne. And guess what? It killed her.
She got my brother and my sister killed.
Got all my fams killed. Okay. Y'all, my family's killed. So he was like, fuck this shit. The only thing I think I would have wanted... I was sick of fucking Tyrion, like, being the fucking puppet master, like, talking and being able to sway hearts and, you know, this, and that, in chains. I'm just like, wow. They trust the fuck out of you.
Because Tyrion was very, very smart, very cunning, very intelligent, but... I feel like when she was trying to blame him for everything that was going wrong, I was like, come on, girl. Seriously.
Next time you fuck up is your last time you fuck up.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Thank you for turning that light on, dude.
You're fucking blaming him.
She was just looking for someone to blame when it wasn't going her way. Mm-hmm. And then what else did I was like, meh. I love Sansa. How Sansa's like, I love you, little brother. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a fabulous king. But guess what? We are an independent nation, mm-hmm. and I need you to go ahead and make it so. And he was just like, no.
That's not what happened.
Oh, you're right. That didn't happen. He was like,
what
oh,
do
no.
you mean, no? And he said, oh, you're right. You forgot? No.
It would have been funnier if people just said no.
Bend the knee. I didn't like the name Bran the Broken.
Okay.
Like, I was like, what?
Everybody was like, where the fuck did this name come from? Bran the Broken.
Well, he was broken.
He was broken.
Back
I mean,
was broken.
But Bran was like, why do you think I'm here? I've seen this. Give me my
this
things.
Is what was going to happen.
Give me my things. Put on my pajamas, some silk and teal. Bring me my things. So, all right, fine. We're happy with it. We're good. And then the fucking, the joke, oh, you're going to the fucking Night's Watch. You're going to the wall. And then no one's there. And Snow's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Night's Watch is gone. Like,
they're gone.
They're gone.
It was a joke. Grey Worm don't know shit.
Poor Grey Worm.
He lost all his women.
He was pissed.
He lost all of his women.
His queen was dead.
Masande.
His girlfriend was dead. He was just like, fuck it, we're gonna kill that motherfucker Jon Snow.
That motherfucker Jon Snow is ours. What was he, the master of war or something like that? He got a new title and he took it to his head. Like, just shut up and get out of here.
Go home.
Take your fucking Unsullied and go home. You can go.
They were like, here, then go. Just go take those lands over there. Nobody has them. They don't belong to anybody.
We killed
just
everybody go, anyway. Go take them. It's fine.
Yeah. So.
Okay. We're happy with the way it ended. For y'all who weren't, suck a dick. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Whatever. It's a fucking TV show. Deal with it.
Okay.
At least it didn't just get canceled.
Okay.
And we didn't get this.
We didn't get an ending.
We got a fucking indie.
Like the Wayans Brothers.
a bunch of shows. I remember when they fucking tried to cancel.
They did it to Midnight Texas, but no,
they did cancel Midnight Texas, but they did cancel. What
they
was
tried
it?
To cancel Lucifer, but
let
Netflix.
Brandon, you're messing with my brain. What was the movie with Kelso? That's a movie, the TV show.
That 70s show?
That 70s show. They canceled that 70s show after the second season, and people acted a fool, and they brought it back.
Oh, did they really?
Because I was mad in the 90s when they canceled that 70s show.
I didn't know because I didn't watch it.
I watched it in the 90s. I'm a fan. And they canceled it.
You said, what's the show with Kelso?
I was like, how dare they cancel this? And then they brought it back like 2 years later.
Really?
Yes,
that's
did.
What happened to another show. I can't remember which one it was. But yeah, that did happen.
It did happen.
It's happened to a couple
of people. So guess what? At least you guys got some closure, got an ending. If you weren't happy with it, guess what? Life isn't fucking roses and peaches and strawberries and sunflowers and bubbles and shit. Obviously, you just let people fucking die. So
sunflowers and bubbles.
I killed Brandon. I'm just saying, like, we can't have it our fucking way. It's not Burger King. You know what I mean?
And sunflowers. Oh my god.
It's not. It's fucking not. So, we're gonna be back next
my
week.
Hurts.
Okay? Brandy's laughing herself to death right now.
Sunflowers and bubbles.
It's not! It's really not. It's fucked up out there.
Where?
But take care of yourself. Look out for each other. And don't get conned by some fucking asshole. And do your recon. And check IDs, ladies. If you're going out with people, check their IDs. And
dudes need to check their IDs,
dudes,
too. Because dudes are going to jail
out,
for dating.
Yeah,
dating
for
young
little
bitches.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? Check those bitches' ID. Yeah, that ass is fat, but check the ID. I don't care.
Yeah, for real, though.
Okay, check it. Because it's going to save your life, too.
Did you hear about that dude? That guy that made out with that girl? The 17-year-old? They were in a club for 21
Oh, my God. I saw something.
Yeah.
And he's trying to catch... I'll share his story, too. I saw that shit. Someone posted something on Facebook. It's disgusting. But, yeah. Hi. Happy Sunday. I wish this wasn't a murder and we could be really happy.
We're going to talk about murder next week, too, so whatever.
Damn it. Okay, so I'm Sunny Hepburn.
Actually, a couple of murders.
A couple?
There's two murders.
Where?
Billionaire Boys Club. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm Brandy Flakes.
And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
This has been
Book of Lies, the podcast.
They have a dog on here.